with me today, a gentleman whose music I'm just discovering and whose approach to music just not only seems authentic, but just seems really honest. And I always appreciate that. And I think people do too. Adrian Sutherland is joining us today. First of all, thank you for getting up so early to chat.
Oh yeah, no problem. My pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Can you tell me a bit about, first, I mean, it seems like you have a lot popping off right now. You seem to be kind of firing on all cylinders. But tell me a bit about this video for the song Scared.
Yeah, it was, again, just coming ideas that we were tossing around. It came from, actually came from my management, the idea to pull this video together. We were still sort of at the sort of in the not in the middle, but at the sort of at the end of the COVID restrictions and stuff like that. So, you know, getting a video crew up here or me traveling to the south, we weren't able to do that. And so this was just another way for us to continue to stay engaged and,
yeah,
you know, stay active in music. And so we put this video together over the course of several weeks. We collected all the notes from different people who were so kind and gracious with their time to be able to, you know, write something down on a note and then send it into us through this link that we created. So it was just a matter of starting to kind of place all those things together. We had an animator, Justin Stevenson, work on that video for us. He did a wonderful job in putting it all together and bringing that video to life.
And it's interesting because, you know, I personally, you know, fear is something that can, you know, really cripple you. It can stop you from doing so many things. And it's interesting to see the different things that people are scared of. And I think we all have certain things that we're really, really scared of and that do stop us, that hinder us from a lot, you know, from progress. Was it interesting for you to look back and see all the submissions and see all the things people are scared of? And were there some things where you were like, that's kind of ridiculous? Like, I wouldn't be scared of that, but I can see how someone would be. Like, did it make you kind of look at your own fear?
Yeah. You know, I looked at the different fears, I guess, that were submitted. And yeah, I was wondering about some of the stuff. A lot of them were, you know, losing somebody you loved. And I think that's probably a fear that everyone has, but I don't think about that a lot personally. Yeah, so that one I think kind of really jumped out at me, and just wondered about. I think, you know, those people were, you know, genuinely, you know, fear that. I think a lot of people, most people probably do. If you were to sort of peel back everything and just really look at it for what it is, I think we could all say that's probably a fear that we have. As for me, I mean, I think there was a couple of fear of mouse. I don't know if I recall seeing one of those, but you know, something that I find really kind of funny. But yeah, at the same time, for me, it was I actually participated, and they were asking me like to put one in that was genuine, and I was like, man, that's tough, because I've had fears, you know, where you know, in years previous, where I really had to, I guess, overcome some of those fears, and it's more about building courage and stuff like that. So I guess for me, I was saying that one of the fears, I guess, could be for me is that, you know, this music and trying to make this big push in the industry is a tough one, you know. And it's I've taken a lot of risk and put a lot of energy and work into it with my team, and I guess, you know, I'm a little bit afraid of, you know, not being accepted, or maybe my music not being well received. Those are the kinds of things I probably thinking about back of my mind.
Yeah. I think that's normal for any artist. You know, it's when you're putting yourself out there, when you're bearing your soul, music's a personal thing for a lot of people that make music. It's a release, and you are kind of putting stuff out in the world that can be judged. I mean, you know, there's music critics, there's people that criticize music, which I've never understood. I mean, yeah. Why would you criticize somebody's art? But there are people that are specifically, you know, their job is to criticize the art that someone makes. So I think it's natural that someone would be scared, you know, going into that kind of career where everything around you says, don't do it. You will fail. You know, that you can't make it in music. Just go get a real job. And so I think it's normal, but I think it's great that you did that. And you allowed people, especially, you know, in the last couple of years we went through to participate in a project like that.
Yeah, I know it was, I know it was extremely difficult time for a lot of people, including myself. Like, I don't think there's ever been a time where I really struggled, you know, through all the restrictions and just being on lockdown, not being able to go anywhere. It was tough for 2 years. Like, we weren't able to travel anywhere and leave the community. So that was really, really, really difficult. And I think it took me a while to kind of get my head right and get that all turned around and start, you know, doing positive things and thinking positive and starting to kind of, you know, look forward again and just get it all turned around. I think I passed that turning point a little while ago now, and you know, my outlook has been much better.
Yeah, and it feels good to be in rooms with people again, celebrating music and you know, being next to someone. I missed that as much as people at the beginning were like, oh, it's great, we stay home, we can have pizza, we don't have to worry about anything, you know, it's going to be 2 weeks. But it just feels good to be in rooms again, you know, celebrating live music. I know that you just recently played a pretty big show in Toronto, you know, to mark National Indigenous History Month. Was that a fun experience for you to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always excited to participate in those types of events. I think any opportunity I get to celebrate who I am and Indigenous people, I think it's something I'm quick to jump on. And you know, to the people that came out, were very supportive, and there was a little bit of a mix of the Indigenous people were coming in, non-Indigenous Canadians were, you know, coming to the shows. I think, you know, it's nice to see, you know, a mix of audience, and everyone just really enjoying each other's company, celebrating Indigenous people and their culture and the arts and their voice, and just, you know, it's certainly a small step, but it's a step in the right direction too.
Yeah. And you know, you say small step, you know, there's so many steps that have to be taken, but it is nice to see the general support starting to be a little more visible and starting to be, you know, people taking interest, because there's a lot of incredible music that comes out of the community. And, you know, looking to the future, you launched Nowhere to Run. I guess that's nice to have something like that come into the world and come into the world when things are kind of a little bit looser, where you can actually say, hey, I launched a single. Now I can maybe get out on the road and push it. Yeah. It's got to be good to come out of a dark couple of years that we've had into that.
Yeah. Like I said, that for me, that the turning point has passed, you know, and things are starting to, you know, look better and feeling better, you know, getting back into positive habits, even work habits, all these different things. And that's starting to build up my confidence again. And certainly having some music to put out there and to really push and get excited about and get behind is certainly helps.
So what do we have coming in the future for you? What are the next couple of months look like?
Well, I'm working on my book. So that's something I've been working on quite a bit in the last couple of months. So I'm writing for that, trying to get everything finished up. That's going to be a little while yet. I'm also hoping to do some recording. I want to put out some new singles this summer if I can. So okay. I'm making plans. So I started writing songs again on the weekend. I actually spent one whole afternoon in here just looking at all the ideas I collected and then and just started developing some of those with lyrics and chords and stuff like that. Which I was, yeah, I was on a mission that day, and I think I got about 6 different ideas down, and you know, so hopefully, you know, I keep going with that kind of a work ethic moving forward when it comes to songwriting. So,
does that like I see behind you, you've got the acoustic, you've got a keyboard. Is that kind of like your space, like your favorite space to be when you can be in there, when other, you know, because obviously, you know, there's other things that come into play. I mean, you know, there's other things that everybody has going on that sometimes will get in the way of you actually being able to create. Is that kind of like your happy space to be in?
Yeah, this has become my place to come in and create music. This is where I write, and unless I'm on the road, I'll be writing while I'm on the road traveling and that sort of thing, or in a hotel room. But
yeah,
this has become my space, and I feel pretty inspired in here. Even though I mean, there's no windows or anything to look out, but that's fine.
That could be the best thing.
yeah. So there's not. There, I mean, there are some distractions still. I get, you know, people don't respect the sign outside. And they, if you, you probably know, you may or may not know, but I'm in a sea container and I built the studio inside. So half of it is studio, and the other half, you know, just storage or whatever. But there's the main access door. People will come in all the time because I can't really lock it. But anyway, I'm trying to come up with a system to lock it, so people can just come in, you know, and barge in the studio whenever they feel like it. Because,
well, so you're in an ocean freight container, like
yeah.
Oh, so if you're in a 40 or a 20,
a 40, yeah.
So if you're in a 40 foot container and you're inside and you're locked in there, that's a bad sign. And those doors, if you open those doors, I know, I used to work in transport. Yeah. If you open those doors, they don't just like gingerly open. I mean, it's like,
it's hard. Yeah. Yeah.
So that'll screw up some recording going on.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So have you figured out a way to open the, have you figured out a system?
Well, like, I'm going to have to modify the doors. I'm probably going to have to put in, some latches, or make it weld something on or whatever, just so I could at least chain it or something from the inside where it's still slightly open.
Yeah,
because you don't want to be locked in into a sea container. Stuck in here, you'd be stuck.
I mean,
you're
locked in there. That means you're going on a little trip, and you don't know who's going to be waiting for you on the other end.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think it's great that you've got a space that you can create in, even though you might get disturbed sometimes. I think it's great that you just spent an afternoon and you got 6 ideas, because that means new stuff's coming, and that means there's going to be a lot of happy people out there. Where would people be able to go find information on you?
You could go to my website at adriansutherland@midnightshineonline.com. You'll find all the links to my music, to social media pages there. And yeah, any merch or anything like that, it's all there.
Adrian, I don't want to keep you too long. I know you got up early to speak to us, and I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you for shining light on the Indigenous community. And I know it's something that's obviously, you know, near and dear to your heart, but you're doing a lot of great work in that domain as well. And the music's really, really good. So it's honest, and it's it hits. So thank you for taking the time to chat, and nothing but continued success, man.
Okay, my pleasure, and thanks for having me.